Jonathan Kreiss Tompkins can talk with enthusiasm about pretty much anything. Fisheries, subsistence, native languages. But his face clouded somewhat when I asked him who he was going to vote for on November 8th.
Not Trump. I'm probably voting for Clinton. I have my, you know, own concerns there, but it's, I don't even really want to focus on the presidential race because it's such a negative thing.
And Kreiss Tompkins is a pretty positive guy. At 23, he left Yale University to run against Haynes Republican Bill Thomas. He won by a nose with just 32 votes. And 2 years ago, when challenged by Republican Stephen Samuelson, he won by over 1,000 votes. Kreiss Tompkins is hoping to repeat history this year, not only for himself, but for Democrats around the state.
If you look at how close the votes were in the House this last session, particularly lots of like 1921 kinds of votes, we're very close.
Close to having a bipartisan coalition. All 40 seats in the House are up for re-election this year, and 28 of those races are considered competitive. Should the election produce an evenly split House, Kreiss Tompkins says there's conversation brewing in the Capitol to form a bipartisan coalition, just like the one formed in the Alaska State Senate in 2006.
You have a bipartisan coalition, you start to govern from the middle, you put aside the really divisive, ideological, kind of performative, theatrical, political issues, and you just focus on the meat and potato stuff that needs to get done. It's going to be in the interest of Alaska in the long term.
His number one concern? Getting the legislature to actually balance the state budget. They failed to do so last year, and Governor Bill Walker vetoed items across the board, most notably capping PFD checks at $1,022. While Kreiss Tompkins supported the governor's actions, he wants the legislature to agree on a combination of fiscal solutions that have staying power.
I'm interested in supporting a plan that actually works. There's no funny math. There's no budgeting gimmicks, but actually balances the budget and doesn't leave Alaska in the lurch 1 or 2 or 3 years from now when we're potentially out of savings. Because at that point, there are no budgeting gimmicks. Reality is cold and hard and severe, and I have no interest in putting the state in that position.
Kreiss Tompkins wouldn't go into detail about what kinds of cuts and taxes he'd support. But he expressed interest in the plan of Representative Paul Seaton, which proposes a state income tax and restructuring the permanent fund. And when it comes to cuts, Kreiss Tompkins said he'd want the burden to be spread evenly.
I think fairness is the most important concept with all of this, not something that whacks one group of people and leaves others harmless.
In the past, Kreiss Tompkins has gone to bat for education, public media, and fisheries. Last week, he and Representative Dan Ortiz wrote a letter to the governor seeking federal disaster relief for Southeast's pink salmon fisheries. His office figured out that the region qualified under the Magnuson-Stevens Act.
We looked at the federal guidelines and criteria. We cross-referenced the ADF&G data.
Kreiss Tompkins says his office was one of the most productive this term, and he's not entirely wrong about that. He's been the primary sponsor on 15 bills this term. That's more than the average legislator. Only 8 lawmakers have sponsored more. And one bill gained traction. That is to digitize state agency reports instead of printing, which passed the House. If passed in the Senate, going paperless would save the state $500,000.
Theoretically, every bill should be a solution to some kind of problem or an improvement on some kind of system. And we're fascinated with how to do things better.
In his first term, Kreiss Tompkins sponsored a bill that passed both the House and the Senate. HB 216 made native languages official languages of the state. He hasn't had that kind of success this term. But Kreiss Tompkins said there's other ways to measure the efficacy of a lawmaker than law passing.
So this last session, I amended one of my pieces of legislation into someone else's bill. And then that bill became law.
His amendment? Creating a statewide design contest for a special edition of the Alaska license plate.
It's a cool idea. It's going to generate revenue for the Alaska State Council on the Arts and help them become more revenue self-sufficient and hopefully be a fun and exciting thing that makes Alaskans really passionate about this amazing place we live in.
Kreiss Tompkins' opponent this race is Republican Sheila Finkenbinder, who's previously said that while the young lawmaker can talk the talk, she has more life experience. I asked Kreiss Tompkins what he thought of that.
I've experienced serving in the legislature. I have my own experience. And I have 4 years of it, and I'm proud of it, and I've done a good job for this district, and I want to keep doing a good job for this district. Age is not what determines your ability to perform necessarily. Your performance should be judged for your performance.
And Christ Tompkins believes that his performance is enough to restore him to the Alaska State Legislature. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.